Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Mid Prairie Girls wrestling coach Dylan Walther about the newly sanctioned team and their upcoming season.
How long have you been a part of the Mid Prairie wrestling program?
This is my 11th year as a part of Mid Prairie. Spent my first, 8 years as a middle school coach, volunteered assistant boys high school coach for that time. A couple years ago, we added the assistant job for high school, so I took that and kind of been involved with middle school a little bit, but helped with the boys last 3 years as a paid assistant here.
And being a part of the community for several years, like you mentioned, when did you first start to hear rumblings about this girls' program becoming a thing?
We had Sydney Bolin a couple years ago, like when I first started, actually. She's a girl that wrestled for us. Just kind of fill out some forfeits when we needed her, fill a spot in the lineup. It just kind of worked out. And then Riley Verconde, I've been real serious about it for a while. She kind of was going to do it either way, boys, girls, whatever. And the girls' state started that year when she was a freshman, so she's kind of involved with that. And then the next year, we got a handful of girls out and involved, and it's just kind of grown from there.
And this is the first year that Mid Prairie is a sanctioned girls wrestling program. What is that? You already kind of touched on, you know, some of the history, but what does that timeline look like with getting a sanctioned program like this?
I mean, the big thing for us is just get numbers, so that way, in order for it to be sanctioned, we have to have teams around the state be able to compete and make it worth state sanctioning. So just build numbers, build a program, helps us compete, helps grow the sport.
What do you credit? So there's been, you know, some momentum building to get this to happen. What do you credit that momentum from with getting this program sanctioned?
I think just our girls going out there having fun, a fun group to be around, pretty inclusive. I mean, that and pretty competitive. Last couple years of state, we've been right around top 10. So have that success and just a good group of girls to work with and be with and travel with.
And I had the chance to speak with some of your seniors, and it seems like you've got a good core of leaders in that group. Now, when you look at the state as a whole and you look at girls wrestling, how has the Mid Prairie program mirrored, you know, the state in general? Do you feel like it's a little bit behind? Do you feel like they're ahead in terms of getting that program started?
I'd say ahead. Like, look at different schools in our conference. We've had a handful that have had, I mean, multiple numbers. Just trying to schedule Thursday night dual meets with when our guys are going. Last couple of years, we haven't gotten the girls too many matches. So I'd say we're overall ahead. There's definitely schools that have bigger numbers than us. Even now with it being new, I think a lot of our girls in the school have kind of considered, we haven't grown as much as we kind of had hoped. But at the same time, we've got girls that have been here doing it, have that experience, versus other schools that have girls that are just kind of trying out and aren't real sure about it, don't have the experience yet.
Taking over this program, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges with overseeing a new program?
It's not super new. We've been kind of doing it the last couple of years, but scheduling was kind of difficult. We had had 15 days to fill, and we don't really have a conference schedule yet at this point, so that was kind of a blank slate. Just trying to figure out with our numbers for the guys and girls and just having enough space to practice in and kind of accommodating to have middle school at practice too, just having enough space where we can all have our own practice and do our thing, but not have to worry about cutting down groups or having people stand off to the side while certain people wrestle. But we can get the most out of our group.
And you had said, obviously it's not new, but what does it mean to you to be, technically speaking, the first coach of the girls program here at Mid Prairie?
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Have you talked to the girls about that? The fact that this is, you know, the first sanctioned year, have you tried to emphasize how big that truly is for the school?
Yeah, a little bit. At state last year, they were pretty excited when they made the announcement. We did kind of a tour on the elementary and middle school buildings in the spring with the basketball team, boys basketball team. Gannon Callahan, as a state qualifier, was coming around on it too. Doing some of the buildings, and kind of girls wrestlers gave a little spiel, and they were pretty excited and spreading the world that it's sanctioned, it's an official sport, and they kind of explained to the elementary kids what that means and just trying to get people excited about it.
And what would you say to girls in the Mid Prairie community who are going to be coming to the high school who might be interested in wrestling in this program?
Don't be afraid to try new things. I tell our girls, I think there's about 2,000 girls out in the state. Last year there was about 1,000, so there's over 1,000 girls that are brand new at the high school level this year. So if you're new, don't be afraid, because chances are the girl that you're going to wrestle is pretty new, or even our team, half our team a year ago hadn't really wrestled at all. So even the ones that have experience are only a year or two of experience. So just don't be afraid to just go out there, try it, and give it all you got.
That was Dylan Walther joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Mid-Prairie Girls wrestling team and their upcoming season. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.